This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
The following program is rated PG. Please be advised that what you're about to hear may contain mature themes, mild uses of bad language, and some instances of violence which may be unsuitable for younger listeners. Parental guidance is suggested.
All Better Audio. We're not just good, we're all better.
Attention! This is a production from the 4077, making audio sound all better. But that is all.
Sexagonal Phrase, written and produced by Victor Aurelius for the 4077th and All Better Audio. Episode 4, And So It Begins.
Sexagonal Phrase.
And you were supposed to capture Lucy Shaw.
Capture? Oh no, dear sister. I was merely paid to get her off of her home planet and...
I need to answer this. The Kavir here. I understand. May I bring my sister along? We have a new assignment. How do you like seafood?
I bleed.
There it is, the ocean world of Enfala. Did you know their sister planet Triluna was once one of the biggest exporters of Trivid TVs, hover vehicles, and Holovid recording devices?
Was? What happened?
They mined their planet of all its natural resources, and it became unable to sustain its population. Their atmosphere became polluted, they no longer had energy, no food production, and now they are on the brink of annihilation.
They had to buy energy and supplies from their former customers. The governments of Vinfala and Triluna cooperated on a humanitarian venture. If Triluna made an energy plant that was ecologically safe, then Vinfala would allow them to float it in their ocean.
Then, presumably, as they were passed from Luna with the energy being beamed to them, they would create more energy plants to float on the ocean world. They use solar energy and ocean water. It does no harm to the ocean whatsoever. The inhabitants of Vinfala will never be inconvenienced.
Look, there's a landing pad on top of the power plant. We have more than enough time before the president will join us.
The president of the galaxy is coming here?
No, just a hologram. He's far too busy to be here in person.
It's quiet. I suppose they haven't turned this thing on yet?
The dignitaries from both worlds have a ceremony live on the news. Sweetie, there's a makeup crew in clothes below deck. Go and get ready. We'll greet the dignitaries when they arrive.
I'll be back in 30 minutes.
Odd that we weren't greeted by anyone.
I can't believe this entire planet is one gigantic ocean. What sort of life is here?
Octopodics, fishoids, and... oh, look, some of the most breathtaking species of whales.
I used to scuba dive back home on Earth. My father and I loved the ocean.
Other than that day I arrived on your planet's ocean, I always preferred dry land. I enjoy hot tubs and long showers. But other than that, water and I don't agree with one another.
I thought you told me this fish in my ear translates any form of communication.
You're right, Lucy. Whale song is a language.
That whale is approaching pretty fast, isn't it?
I have a feeling that the whale is not singing, but rather...
It's screaming! But why would a whale scream?
Look out! It's going to ram the station! Come on, Lucy! To the stairs!
We'd better find Zarissa.
Zarissa?
Zarissa!
Zarissa!
That whale is really upset. I thought the planet was okay with the station being here.
Maybe we should find the robots. Their scanners will be able to locate Zarissa and tell us what is going on.
I had a feeling this was going to happen.
Listen, Ictharia, let's discuss this rationally, without violence.
I'd like to say something.
And what's that, pretty girl?
Chatuma!
You bitch! I'll kill you!
That was amazing! How did you do that?
My father taught me some karate when I was young. He said it might come in handy one day. And it did.
You said Chatum. Lucy, do you know what that is?
Just a phrase. A battle cry, I suppose.
No, it's an ancient form of the martial arts once taught by Chatum masters. Centuries ago, they were deadly assassin monks, known for their fighting skills and mastery with knives.
Sister! I have them! Give yourselves up. I already have your reporter friend.
What do we do?
Bud, do you trust me?
With all my heart, Lucy.
Take my hand, and...
I think that's enough Latrinium ore to last us for a while. We'll be able to zip across the galaxy as much as we want.
Yeah, I think we stretched your luck enough for one day.
What do you mean?
Oh, come on. In the years I've known you, I've seen a lot of strange stuff.
I don't know what you mean, Gorgono. Let's get this ore loaded onto the ship.
Latrinium is one of the most unstable elements in the galaxy. Yet we just chipped off big chunks of it without being blown up. We're on a planet which is hidden in the hyperlanes. And at the casino, your ex-girlfriend confirmed that you are always lucky. I even saw you pick the winner on a game that is astronomically impossible to win.
And?
Who are you? What are you?
You're my friend, Gorgono. And that being said,
I have a question, Captain.
Huh. Oh, now you have a question, too. Go ahead.
You named me Stiletto because your favorite weapon is a dagger, yet you don't carry one.
I've never seen you use one. You use your blaster, and sometimes some hand-to-hand moves, but never a blade of any kind.
Can we change the subject? I need to find my daughter. I'll answer all your questions once she's safe, okay?
Well, we definitely struck a nerve there.
Lucy? Lucy!
I'm here. Everything is fine. We're under the power station.
That was incredible. Did you know that creature? He seemed to recognize you.
The dolphin?
Is that what they're called? I've never encountered one. They must be native to Venfala.
No, we have them on Earth. Very intelligent. Some people think they're as smart as humans. You must have known we were talking about him. Thank you for saving us.
He's very friendly. I think he's trying to tell you something.
I swear that's the Star Spangled Banner. That's odd.
There's a hatch. Maybe now we can find Zarissa and the robots and get out of here.
Does it seem odd that those sisters are always one step ahead of us? First, we are unharmed, practically herded into the transporter, beamed to the casino.
Then the other sister arrived, and yet they didn't even try to harm us.
And now they're here. Look, diving equipment.
Huh. Probably used to conduct business with the underwater government.
What's that sound?
Yeah. I thought the power station wasn't operational yet.
Bud, I think that's a bomb.
A really huge one.
Spoorwill, half your men are dead. And you claim it was due to a bear?
Not just a bear, sir. It was an armored battle suit in the shape of a bear. It was unstoppable. Lasers bounced off of it. A paralyzo beam did nothing to it. Missiles didn't even scratch it. And it could fly, too.
Wait a minute. I remember stories of something like this. With such a suit of armor, I would be invincible. I need you to get that armor for me, Spoil. Put your best man on it.
You mean Killer Joss, sir? But he's reckless and insubordinate and...
Well, he's the only man you have that isn't a complete moron. And that includes you. You know, maybe I should put him in charge and...
No! No, sir! I will make sure that Joss tracks down the armored bear immediately.
This is your last chance to impress me. Contact me when your ship arrives at Venthala.
What do you say, Mr. Tockham?
The suit, the man, he was called Barbaritas.
But this video was 30 years ago.
It was the last known sighting of Barbaritas. Savior of the common people. Fighter of the oppressors. Hero of the...
So why is he back after all these years?
Perhaps it is his time to return. Maybe the galaxy needed a hero. Who knows? But the notion of defeating this crusader and turning him into an instrument for your boss might not go well. He is indestructible.
That's why Joss is the perfect bounty hunter to go after him.
Killer Joss is good, but Barbaritas is better.
Exactly. Joss will fail, and it won't be my fault when he's dead.
Joss, I have a special assignment for you. I need you to track a bear.
A bear, Captain?
Yes. A big, shiny, metal bear.
Now this will be interesting.
Zarissa is tied up and gagged.
I don't see your makeup crew.
You're right. They were supposed to meet her. I suspect the sisters may have had a snack.
Oh, what? That's terrible. Come on, let's untie her.
Wait, she's not alone. It seems that the Mega Mantis sisters brought some muscle with them this time.
What are you screaming about? Just keep yourself quiet until the broadcast, Missy.
Leave her alone, Jort. She's pretty, and I like her on the news.
Thank, I'm not hurting her. The boss just wants her to break the story live on TV. She'll be fine.
But you hurt the camera robot.
It's just disabled. We'll turn it back on when it's time.
from Dragonlight arriving. Get up here!
Link, stop stroking her hair. We're needed on deck.
Oh!
We're here, Zarissa.
Shh! Let me take your gag off.
They're planning to detonate a bomb and blame the Treluna.
Why?
I'm not sure, but I bet Wadi discovered something. I heard them talking about her. I think that's why they disabled her. She was probably going to alert Volpe's news.
Where is she?
In the next room.
And Watto?
I don't know. They only talked about Wadu.
I'm right here. I stayed invisible and looked around.
Did you see the bomb?
Yes. And we have a problem. It's not going to be easy to dismantle it. It's a dirty bomb, and it is controlled remotely.
Can't you jam the signal?
No. The signal is what's keeping it dormant, and it fluctuates 1,000 times a second. Any change will set it off.
What's a dirty bomb?
It's comprised of old-fashioned nuclear material. When it explodes, it will flood the ocean with radioactive debris. It would eventually spread throughout the planet within days.
It will destroy all life on this planet. We need help.
We need to warn the ocean inhabitants.
You aren't suggesting we go back in the ocean again, are you?
Don't worry, I'll be with you.
I will go incognito again. And may I suggest gagging Zarissa?
What? Is that necessary?
He's right. Sorry, Zarissa. They can't find out anything is wrong. They might detonate the bomb early.
Okay. I'll play along. I'll do the broadcast. But you two better save the day.
Move along.
My government won't stand for this. I'm here on a diplomatic mission.
Senator, you and your planet wasted an opportunity to take this planet by force.
You needed power, not a power plant. You must use force to take what you need.
You are working for him, aren't you? He contacted us months ago. He was going to give us an armada to take this ocean planet and its riches. But we told him no.
Stupid woman. You should have taken the deal. Now both your worlds will plunge into chaos and destruction.
Take her away, boys. We must prepare for the fake news. We have a war to start.
Bud, just breathe normally. We'll be fine. I've done this hundreds of times.
I'm not doing well. I'll be honest. I've had my eyes closed since we started our descent.
Bud, open your eyes. It's beautiful. You really must see it.
I'll take your word for it. I'll just wait until it's over.
Oh, look. You don't see that every day.
Hey, you tricked me. Wow, you're right. An octopus tending her garden. Perhaps we can ask her for directions.
Excuse me, we need to talk with somebody in charge. We just came down from the surface.
Oh, lovely day for it, isn't it?
We need to speak with your government. We need to warn them about the power plant.
You're lucky, aren't you? Parade route's going right through here. That's why I'm out here.
Did we miss the parade, Muriel?
No, James. It hasn't started yet.
Oh, my. Humans down here. I'm sorry. My name is Pond. James Pond. This is my wife, Forda. Forda Halibut.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, you are an handsome one. Hello.
Forda, I told you. Don't flirt with other species.
Here comes the parade.
Oh, wow. Doesn't the Queen look radiant?
Radiant is an understatement.
She's actually glowing.
Oh, yes. Bioluminescence. All the royals have it.
And the little prince. Isn't he handsome?
We need to talk with them. It's important. Lives are at stake. Your planet is in danger.
Why didn't you say so? I used to be in the Secret Service before I got married. They'll remember me. Pardon me, Your Majesty, but these humans want a word with you.
You may speak, but be quick. We're going to the surface for a special occasion.
Your Majesty, this is important. We need to talk.
The news just announced that Zarissa Ofecto will be live on the planet Venfala for a power plant dedication.
Venfala? So that's where this is all going to start.
Start? What's going to start?
A galactic war. I knew he was planning something big. But I never thought he would turn to genocide.
From what I understand, a peace agreement was reached between Venfala and Treluna.
Yes, as far as the public knows. It was a mutual agreement. But this has been years in the making. He was planning this all along. How could I have been so stupid? All those TVs and hover vehicles, draining Treluna of its minerals, destroying their atmosphere. I knew he was power hungry. I should have put an end to him decades ago. But I gave up killing. Now he's going to destroy two planets to achieve the power he craves.
Who?
My old partner, Spawell's boss. Stiletto, we need to get to Venfala and stop this.
Sir, we've arrived at Venfala.
Excellent, Spawell.
The reporter is going on the air in just a few minutes. The Mega Mantis sisters have the power plant secured, and your two associates will kill anyone who doesn't cooperate. We'll cut the news feed if anything goes wrong.
Signal the sisters that we're ready to begin.
Yes, sir.
We are ready for you, Miss Ofecto. Play along, and you and your robot will continue to have a career in broadcasting.
I see bubbles coming to the surface. The Queen and her court are about to arrive. You all have your orders. If everything goes well, you shall all live. We will transmit everybody with us before we blow up the power plant.
You don't want to be here when it explodes. Come, sister. We must hide.
Remember, we're watching him.
We are on the air. Now!
Zarissa Ofecto here on the beautiful world, the beautiful ocean world of Venfala, as we hear the royal court's arrival.
Welcome to Venfala. Senator Javisa of Treluna, it's so good to see you.
It is my pleasure to be here for this dedication, Your Majesty.
And here is the President's hologram. It is an honor, sir.
Bud, how are you going to stop this bomb? They must have started the broadcast by now.
I don't know, but maybe we don't have to. The sisters must have a transmit device here.
Good idea. We can just send the bomb off the planet. I'll see if I can locate it.
I can take out those two pirates. Then all we need to do is stop two Mega Mantis sisters.
Stealth mode activated.
Spawell's ship is already here.
What are we going to do?
Ship, contact the Emasculator.
What? Captain, you're in lock.
I gave an order. I expect it obeyed.
Signal established with the Emasculator.
Well, well, well. You've finally come to your senses. We have your daughter on the power station. I will be gracious and allow you a tender moment before you are taken away in chains. She will be set free afterward.
It's so nice to see you have a soft spot, Spawell. And Krogona, my engineer, will he be allowed to go free?
For stealing a military prototype? He should be thrown out of an airlock onto a supernova. But my boss doesn't want him, just the ship returned. It's too valuable to him.
Oh, I see. Thank you for giving me the info I was missing.
Wait, what?
Stiletto. In communication and open a channel with that power station.
Yes, sir.
What just happened here?
I just realized who Spawell's boss is.
But you already knew that. He's your old partner.
No, my friend. He's much more than that.
Communications established.
Peanut, I hope you can hear me.
Daddy?
I'm here. Everything will be fine. I'll have you and your friends off that station very soon. I just need you to...
Ignore that! Ladies, continue if the operation is planned. Blow up the station as soon as you and your men are transported to my ship.
I hope Watto has found that transmat.
Joy, I found the bad people!
Take them and die. Bullwill will pay extra for them.
Shatu!
Ow! She kicked me hard, George.
You're just making it matter. Let's get her, Hank.
Okay, George. I will grab that pretty red hair.
Don't narrate. Just do it, Hank.
No. What, George?
Shatu!
Oh! One down. But the big one is still coming.
Lady, you shouldn't have ought to done that to my friend.
Link, look, it's Zerissa Ofacto.
Oh, where is she? I like her. Ow, somebody bumped me on my little head and I'm going to fall down.
Let's go get that transmat.
Your daughter and Sexagno Phrase have defeated both of Spawil's men. But the Mega Mantis sisters are making their way to the transmat device. They will escape and then blow up the station.
Not if I can help it. Stiletto, take us down to that station.
You heard him, Chip.
Already calculating it. Hang on.
McCarthy out. We'll need you to capture that ship. Do not let it leave.
Sister, get the transmat. Bring it up here.
Lucy! I'm here! Lucy! I'm here!
Vaslo! It will be a pleasure to finally meet you. I mean, eat you!
Carthia, the last thing you should try to do is come between me and my daughter.
Do not come any closer to my captain, or I will have to protect him.
You shot me! You shot me!
Captain, move out!
What have they done to you?
Lucy, Ictharia has the transmat device.
Shatum! Shatum!
Lucy, I have the device.
I have the girl. Give me the device and I will let her go.
No, bud, don't! The whole planet will die!
Lucy!
Let the girl go!
It's that metal bear again! He's carrying your father!
Daddy? Daddy!
He's fine. Just unconscious.
Bring him on the stiletto. I can help him.
Please, help my father. We need to find our friends and stop the bomb. The whole planet is depending on us. Come on, bud!
Lucy, I know how hard that was for you. But we'll be back as soon as we can. Then you and your father can be reunited.
What the hell is going on? That barbaritis is helping them again! Breach droid! Get ready to cut the signal for the bomb. I'm tired of dealing with all of this!
Sir, the boss... He's waiting to speak with you.
Damn him! I will finally be able to kill Vaslo.
He sounds quite angry, sir.
Grah! Put him through!
Do not blow up that station yet. If you do, I will just have to blow up the emasculator.
Sir? What?
My little insurance policy. There is a huge explosive on your ship, just in case you disobey me.
But, sir, we can both be rid of Vaslo forever and take out that damned barbaritis.
That is not the plan, Sparwell.
But, sir, no, you can't do this to me.
Don't disobey me, Sparvel.
This drama is far from over. But what I can tell you is that there is a huge explosion on Sparvel's ship in the next few minutes. Here's what that will sound like. Listen to the next episode, the season finale, to learn more.
Sexagonal Phrase, Episode 4, And So It Begins, was written and produced by Victor Aurelius. Featured in the cast were Shannon Lowry as Ictharia, Julie Hoverson as Nicarthia, Ted Wenskus as Bud Daniels, Deborah Adams as Lucy Sharp, Katie Lofton as Wadu, Jeff Niles as Wado, Lisa Michaud as Zarissa Ofacto, Carrie Michael Ayers as Gunavaslo, a.k.a. Guy Sharp, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Cregano, C. Wayne Owens as Stiletto, Vince Staden as The Boss, Pete Lutz as Corpax Spawil, Victor Aurelius as Tokum and the Bridge Droid, Gary Scales as Killa Joss, Dave Weaver as Jort, Pirate Number 1, John Bell as Lenk, Pirate Number 2, Merrilee Robinson as Senator Gerviza, Katrina Clifford as Muriel, the Octopus, Steve White as James, Fish Number 1, Fiona Thrale as Forda, Fish Number 2, and Sarah Golden as the Queen of Venfala. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Sound design by Victor Aurelius. Copyright the 4077 and All Better Audio 2018. Please note that this audio series is not intended to supersede or infringe upon any other existing copyright in relationship to The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy or its concepts and sounds, which remain property of the British Broadcasting Corporation and its creator, Douglas Adams. Visit our website at the4077.blogspot.com.
This has been an All Better Audio production.
This production was stitched together by the 4077. Making audio sound all better.